Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
Y'all, we are doing labors of love today, and Zach and Dar, the promise was this is the best sermon you're ever going to hear. Because it's not a sermon we're going to hear. It's going to be a sermon that we do. And that's what labors of love is all about. And so, y'all, there's the first service stole all your cookies. There were a ton of cookies out there. So there's still some out there. But guess what? They don't have name tags on them. You take them where God wants you to take them. So if that's somebody in your neighborhood that you've never met, take them to them. If that's somebody you know that maybe they're shut in or they haven't been able to get out, take it to them. If it's somebody that you just want to encourage, you educators, maybe somebody you teach with, take it to them. And so here's some of the other things. Go to a grocery store and buy a few candy bars, chips, etc., and make a care package. And then go to like a convenience store. And to those folks that are having to work on Sunday while you're not, say, hey, I just want, this is for you. And so, and then here's one, go around and do a prayer walk around the school in your neighborhood, the school where you teach, Majan Elementary, and as you pray, you're just praying for all the kids, you're praying for all the educators, the teachers, you're praying for protection, you're praying for love and education and affirmation to abound in those schools. How about this is a really radical one here. Invite a neighbor or friend over for dinner. When's the last time you did that? Make cookies for someone, neighbor, coworker, or favorite cashier. All those people, maybe at the restaurants that you always go to and you're always kind of getting the same waitress, getting to know them, take them some cookies. Perform an act of kindness for a police officer, fireman, or paramedic. Maybe you want to take that to one of the firehouses, some of those cookies. Take a trash bag and go to the park and pick up all the trash and the poo that are out there that somebody else has left. Go to a coffee shop or a restaurant and offer to pay for the order of the person behind you. And you don't have to tell them anything. Just do it. Walk around, do a prayer walk around your neighborhood. Pray silently for the people literally just as you go. Some of y'all did passed out flyers on for the block party last week. Maybe go back to that same street and do that little half-mile walk that you did last week. Or maybe this one, not as appropriate as it may have been early in the summer because gas has come way down, but take two $5 bills or two $10 bills and just buy somebody's gas. You know, they come in to pay and the cashier will say, well, they just paid $10 off your gas, you know. Whatever it is, here's the deal. We are not just called to talk about love. We're called to be love. I want to read this scripture this morning. This is in Mark chapter 10. It's toward the very end of Jesus' ministry. And it's real interesting because James and John, this is what it says, James and John, sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus. They said, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Any of you ever had your kids come and say, daddy, I want you to do whatever. You know, it's like, I already know the answer to that one's going to be no, you know, whatever it is. Anyway, but Jesus doesn't do that. We want you to do for us whatever we ask. And so Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you? And they said, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. In other words, we want the places of authority. We want the places of power. We want you to do for us what we want you to do, right? And there they were. I mean, they've been with Jesus for 3 years, and this is where they are. Lord, get us up there, you know. And Jesus says, he doesn't dismiss what they say. He says, you don't know what you're asking. And Jesus said, can you drink the cup that I drink? Or be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with. We can, they said. Yeah, we could do it. You know what he's asking? Are you able to suffer what I'm suffering? Are you able to sacrifice how I will sacrifice? They said, yeah. Right. And Jesus said, you know, because he knew. He knew that James would be beheaded. He knew that John would be exiled. And he knew, and he said, yeah, you will drink the cup that I drink. You will be baptized with the baptism I'm baptized with. But to sit at my right or my left, that's not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. Now, when the 10 heard about it, what do you think they felt? They felt, the Bible says, indignant. That's a nice word for, you know, because guess what? They were asking for what they wanted. In all of the disciples' minds and hearts, there was still this predisposition that I am the center of the world, that it's all about me. So they became indignant with James and John. So Jesus called them all together, and this is what he said. You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles, they lord it over them. They, you know, authority in the world is all about who's got the big stick, or who's got the money, or who's got the elected position. And their high officials exercise authority over them, but not so with you. Listen, this is how Jesus talks about it. Instead, whoever wants to become great must be willing to be servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave. And then Jesus says, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Y'all, this morning, all of us, we got two legs, right? Y'all are looking up there at me just to make sure, right? Yep, two legs. And all of us in these two legs, one is a give leg, one is a receive leg. And just, let's just say, if all you do is just receive and receive and receive, you come to church and you worship and you get fed and you do this and you do that, you got this great big receive leg, but you never give, guess what you're doing? You're gimping through life, right? Well, another way, what if all you do is give and give and give and give and give till you don't have anything left to give, but you never take time to receive? Still, you're limping through life. Balance. The Lord wants us to receive, but he wants us to give. So this morning, we come to this table. I know it's just bread and juice, but y'all, this morning for us, it is Jesus. He is here to meet with us, no matter what our needs may be, great or small. He is here. So we come to receive him, and then y'all, this is why it's a great sermon this morning, we go to give. To give even as he has given to us, to love even as he has loved us. So y'all, this morning, you're here. You need to receive, and yet you have given. By the way, sometimes the greatest way to receive is to give. It's just balance. Two strong, healthy parts of who we are. We receive and we give. At this time, we haven't taken offering, have we? Let's do our offering right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to come to this table of grace. Lord Jesus, thank you. That you, if life was only about you, none of us in this house would be saved. If you would have just said, well, you know, I think I'll just stay up on that high throne in heaven. But you didn't. You gave up all the riches of deity and took on the pain of humanity. You gave everything up for us. You didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give your life as a ransom for many. So, Lord, today, because you have given, Lord, we get to receive. But as we pass these plates, it's not about money that we put in there that matters, God. It's about we want to give you our hearts. Even as you have given yourself to us, Lord Jesus, this morning in this offering, we give ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, remain standing. We're going old school. This is hundreds of years old. It's an old invitation to this table of grace. This isn't the Methodist table, by the way. This is the Jesus table. So if you're thirsty, hungry for him, this table is for you. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins. You're tired of doing it your way. You're ready to do it his way. Ye that are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God, walking from henceforth in His holy ways. It doesn't matter what yesterday was. It doesn't matter what the past was. What matters is, where do you want to go today? If that's you, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Let us all pray together. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and the glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And y'all be seated. And Janie, just before we go into this great Thanksgiving, just y'all hear these words from Jesus. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Whatever your burden, whatever your brokenness, whatever your weariness, come unto me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then just the promise. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so that's what we just did. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but will have eternal life." In the old communion ritual, there's a place where the pastor says, "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." And then I get the blessing because everybody kind of says back to me, and I double dog need it, right? "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." Well, this morning we're going to do it different. These two sections right here, y'all are going to say to these two sections, right? Y'all are going to say, and you're going to look at them when you say it, "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." And then y'all are going to say back to them, "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." Y'all got it? Okay. Y'all first. Looking that way. "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." Y'all's turn. Back this way. "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." Did y'all hear it? Y'all do it again. Ready? "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." Y'all's turn. "In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven." The promise is not just that we are forgiven, but that we are made new. If any man, any woman is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old is gone and the new is come. Now the ritual, the liturgy. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator
of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy,
Lord.
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so in remembrance, gosh, I just skipped like a zillion, a whole page. Can you go back and find me? I want to say, on the night in which he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. It's gone. Okay, I can do this part. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, he gave thanks to his Father, and he broke the bread, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." And likewise, after supper, Jesus took the cup. And once again, he gave thanks to his Father, and he poured the cup, and he said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." Oh, you are with me, babe. Keep going. "And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here in this place and on those that are watching from home. And pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts." It's just bread and juice. Just ordinary stuff, but Lord, this morning, make it extraordinary. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts. And make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with each other. And by your Spirit, make us one in ministry to all this world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children, the sons and daughters of God, let us pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Y'all, this is the body of Christ given for you. And this is the blood of Jesus shed for you. Lord Jesus, we come to this table today because we're hungry for your grace. God, we come to this table today because we're thirsty for your mercy. So meet us here, no matter what our need. Meet us here today. And may, again, not we're going to take bread and juice into our tummies. But what we really, really, really need is to take Jesus, the very Spirit of Jesus, into the totality of our being. So come, Lord, meet us here today.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.